Hi there, I hope you're doing well. This is to let you know that Folkways Season 4 is coming April 2020. What? Wait, that's this month. That's right, Season 4 returns this month. I'd like to take this moment to thank you sincerely for your correspondence, for sharing the show with a loved one, for your general listenership. I would like to thank you. It means more to me than I can express. And I thought in the meantime, between now and the beginning of Season 4, I would do something which I don't normally do, which is to give you a little sneak peek, a look behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz style, if you like. And the reason I'd like to do this is because I get asked a lot about the show. The same questions come up time and time again. People are really interested, and I thank you. But I thought I would take the one question that I get asked the most. I get asked this question a lot. I thought that I would take the bull by the horns and just answer it. So, can you guess what the question is that I get asked the most? There's no prize, sorry. The question I get asked the most is, why are there not more episodes? Why is there not more content? So, the answer is, this is what I'm capable of doing with the time that I have, which is research, writing, and production-wise, which I hope to be of a high standard. This is what I can do with the time that I have. I am not a professional. I'm not an academic. I am an ordinary Jane with an ordinary job. And I do this in my, what's laughably called, free time. I'm sure you can relate to that feeling. This is what I can do. The alternative would be more episodes where I don't pay as much attention to the production. And I'm actually not willing to do that because I'm in a bit of a catch-22 situation. You wouldn't care about the show in the same way that you do. You probably wouldn't be emailing me to ask me why there aren't more episodes because you wouldn't be as invested. Well, that's my logic anyway. The quality of the show is extremely important to me. And not in some kind of bloated, very worthy kind of way, but because this, in my opinion, is the most effective way to connect with you. When you take time with production, which means lots and lots of editing of my voice, you might be surprised at just how much editing of just my speech that I do. Then there are voice actors to find, give scripts to, and importantly pay. There are many, many, many sound effects to add. Then of course there's the music, which is all made specifically for the show by Big Big Sky. Then there's something I do where I try to give space to certain aspects of the show, which means listening back many, many times and shifting stuff around and adding pauses. And do you know, it's the combined sum total of all of these different aspects of production. It's the combined total that really does make a difference to the experience of the listener. I think you process the information differently. From my own experience, it is much, much more likely to stick. when your mind is stimulated to, for example, create images from a piece of audio, I think you connect to the work in a different way. It's a different part of your mind that sleepily begins to take note. And it's not meant particularly esoterically. Think about the way that we enjoy art. And I mean art as in broadly speaking, from music to films to your favourite painting on the wall. And increasingly, I do view Folkways as an artistic project. And as I'm sure you can appreciate with your own artistic practices, it takes time. It takes time to get this right. I want to give you an example to make this a bit more tangible. So, The Bells of Mynsmere opened season 2. That took me, in total, 4 months to create from start to finish. That's right, 4 months. There was a lot of research involved. The writing of the script was lengthy. The recording was easy, but the editing almost killed me. And I say this because you might not pick up on this. You know, you're walking the dog, you're listening to this in the background, it's quite nice. If you haven't worked in audio, this actually just might not be obvious. And that's not said in a patronising way. It just might not be. So I thought I'd give an example there. And the reason I'm doing that is because not that long ago I heard a podcaster in the folklore realm, I'm not going to say who, but I heard this person saying that they spend a few hours on each show. I was slightly alarmed because I spend a few hours on each show at the very end when everything else is done, listening back for a final edit, and there's always more to do. So again, it's not an, oh my god, I'm so very special, and oh, this is so difficult. It's not like that. It's just in a very straight up, it is what it is, this is how long that it takes. I am extremely aware of this tension where, because podcasting is quite a transient platform, you know, often you'll listen to something when you're doing the washing up or other household duties kind of in the background, or I do. But what I'm doing and what others are doing as well is I'm creating something that I want to be, I want it to be lasting, that isn't transient. For example, this back catalogue that I've created, I want to do things like possibly release it on vinyl. I have some ambitions to create something tangible from what I've done, which is something that you can physically hold within your hands, put on the bookshelf, get out and enjoy again and again and again. So there is a bit of confliction there. My goal when I started was to create about 7 or 8 episodes per season, and that those 7 or 8 episodes would be really good. And then I'd have a bit of a break to work on the next season. But this approach does definitely create a bit of tension because people do contact me basically asking where I am, if I'm still alive, is the show still going? So I thought it really was time that I, yeah, gave a bit of insight into what I do and the process. I hope that this will help you to understand a bit more why the show takes the pattern that it does. Am I being a little bit precious with this? Yes, I probably am, but with very good reason. You might be thinking in response to all this, f*** you, Ash, f*** you. If you're thinking, do you know what, that just isn't good enough, Ash, I would say that I would liken folkways to a slow-cooked dish. Have you ever done slow cooking before? You know, where you put something in the oven for hours, half a day sometimes, and all the flavours infuse, and if you're a meat eater, then the meat's just falling off the bone, and it's freezing outside, and you've been walking for hours, and you come home, and you get this out of the oven, and you take the lid off, and the fumes waft up into your face, opening up your pores. This is a quality over quantity type gig. I do what I do because this is how I get good results. Okay, so here's my mission statement. Folkways, the folklore of Britain and Ireland, is mainly monthly, and there will be short breaks in between seasons. You'll have noticed possibly this break has been just 2 months. Previous breaks were a bit longer. I recognise that's not ideal, but I do need breaks in between seasons to keep the content quality high. I do a lot of my research. I'm on holiday in the Bahamas. I'm doing research. I am also trying to get outside because that's where a lot of my ideas come from. But it's all to service the show. In fact, I would actually say between seasons is some of the most important work that I do. However, having said all that, I'd like to end this broadcast on a positive note, which is, yeah, rather than just a, well, it's this way, you know, I'd like to tell you something else, which is that recognizing this tension, as I've said, I've actually made some major changes in my life, huge changes. One of them, and the most important one being, I've gone freelance with my day job, and I've reduced my salary, which wasn't particularly high to begin with. But I've done that because I want to give more time to the show. I hope this is proof of my dedication to my work. One of my intentions is to create more work for the Friends of Folkways, in particular meditations and some bonus content as well. I really want to reward those who do conscientiously support my work, so that is something you will be seeing this year also. And my closing remark this evening is that Folkways is a long-term project, to celebrate these Northerly Isles folk heritage. My aim is that when you click on a Folkways episode, that you're never disappointed, that you know it's going to be a good one. It's something to savour and look forward to. And I have, there are a couple of podcasts that I have this feeling about. So that's why I aim for that, because I experienced that myself. So I hope that you're reassured by that declaration. And what it would be great to get in return is an understanding from you of the time it takes for one woman, I am one woman last time I checked, to create this. Big Big Sky creates the music, as I've said, which is part of the beating heart of the show, but I, Ashley, do everything else. And my final comment, you'll be relieved to hear, is to thank the Friends of Folkways. When I started season one, I became really anxious because a lot of the costs of the show were just coming out of my rent money, which doesn't really work, obviously. The Friends of Folkways directly support the buying of books and resources, which are substantial. I have a little box room that's become a folklore library, and I pore over it most days. And the book that I buy for one episode, for example, can trigger me to then think of another episode. So it's of more value to the show than I can possibly describe. There are also lots and lots and lots of other costs of the show, which the friends directly fund. So I want to take this opportunity to thank you extremely earnestly. I hope that I do that enough. I really thank you. I'm sending you loads and loads of love. Thank you for being here, and season 4 is coming at you.